Next week, at year's end, Britons will awake to news of which among them have been showered with such titles as Member of the British Empire, Companion of Honor, Knight of the Bath. They will learn which surgeons, industrialists, or diplomats will earn the right to trail initials after their names, and which Mr. Dick and Harry will soon be addressed instead as Sir Tom. The end-of-the-year awarding of honors and knighthoods, like most of what is done in the name of the British monarchy, is in fact a process managed by civil servants, and this year that process has been open to more public scrutiny than ever before. Leaked memos about how people are chosen for honors and a list of people who have refused honors in the past. Jonathan Friedland is a columnist for The Guardian newspaper and joins us now. Jonathan Friedland, first, do people in Britain now know a lot better how that honors list comes to include the names that it does?
I think they do. The whole process has been cracked open. We've actually had them more or less in their own words, admitting that when they come to put together the list, they add a sportsman or two for the sake, they said, of spicing it up a bit. And that there are political, in the broadest sense of that word, considerations that come into play. One of the names that was revealed was that of Colin Blakemore, a very eminent scientist in this country. The proposal that there was that his knighthood should be blocked because he is an advocate of animal experimentation, and the animal rights lobby would create a stink if he was honored, and therefore he should be kept off the list.
Now, before proceeding, I should ask you to define a noun, or at least its common usage for us in this discussion. What exactly is a gong?
A gong is the generic term for any one of these honours, because you do actually get a medal. You go to the palace to receive it. So, therefore, gong, or just because they do look, these medals look like a little miniature gong, has become the generic and slightly disparaging term, mm-hmm. as if these are little baubles that can be thrown at the children to keep them amused.
Now, most remarkable, I think, of all the disclosures about honours and about gongs is the list of people now disclosed who have declined such honours, and the names of those who have passed up becoming a knight or a dame or an order or a member, they would make a pretty good order themselves. They're such an honourable group.
It really would. I mean, you have names even stretching back into the past, writers like Graham Greene and Evelyn Waugh, who refused honours. The director, Alfred Hitchcock, said no to a CBE back in 1962. David Bowie didn't want to be a commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire in the year 2000. He probably thought his credibility as a rock star would be undermined.
Now, we have one relatively new, not entirely new, trend at work here, which is honors proposed for people whose origins are in what once were the distant provinces of empire, and who just don't like the idea of becoming a member of an empire which they don't care much for, either in retrospect or back in the days when their grandparents were subjects of it.
That's right. This has always rumbled on a bit, and the controversy, particularly about the name of these honours, that they are all of them are some variations of Order of the British Empire, even though, as everyone always points out, there is no British Empire anymore. But what really cracked it open earlier on in the month was the black British poet Benjamin Zephaniah, who is rooted in originally the West Indies. He was offered to be an officer of the most excellent order of the British Empire, in others OBE, and he sent it back. And what's unusual is he made very public his refusal. He wrote a piece for my own paper, for The Guardian, saying, you know, OBE me, no thanks. It smacks of the very people who oppressed my ancestors, and I don't want to have anything to do with it. Normally, the way these things work is they're not announced until people have accepted them, to prevent the Queen being humiliated by announcing a whole list of honorees who then refuse her honour. You, Robert, would get a letter in the mail saying the Queen, Her Majesty, is inclined to favour you with an honour and making you Sir Robert Siegel. Would you be likely to accept?
Mm-hmm.
You say no. Nothing more is said, and it's just between you and Her Majesty. That's the idea. It's sort of not done to make it public, because then it looks as if you're trying to have your cake and eat it, which is you're trying to make sure everyone knows you were sufficiently grand to be thought of for this honour, but that you also wanted to remain have the political credibility of having refused.
Jonathan Friedland, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Friedland, who is Mr. Jonathan Friedland and a columnist for The Guardian newspaper.